Hey friend, Church D coming at you once again. Thank you for tuning into What Does It Take to Win? I hope you're doing well. The weather seems to be changing and it looks like spring is right around the corner if you live on the East Coast. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything because it usually rains throughout the month of June. Anyways, like I said, I hope you're doing well. If you'd like to connect with me, go ahead and click the link that is in the description and then that'll give you access to all of my content. So that'll give you access to the original music that I put out, all of my albums, singles, all of my EPs. You'll have access to instrumentals, to beats. So if you'd like to download any, if you're a singer, a rapper, if you're a vlogger, a podcaster like myself, and you need an intro for your podcast or anything of that sort, go ahead and just click the link in the description. If you're interested in taking piano lessons, I do have a virtual piano course that is available for you. That can also be found by clicking the link in the description. I recently launched a new service through Patreon. So I offer resources for the musical director, the worship and arts pastor, and you know, people who are into that kind of thing. You know, you'll have access to chord charts, to loops, and more. So you can also access that by clicking the link in the description, and we'll get you going. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump right into the topic for this episode. This was something that was sort of brewing for a while. I think probably these next couple of episodes, it'll be ideas and thoughts that I had sort of brewing for a while, and I'm finally able to get them out. So this episode, we will be focusing on risk and if it's, you know, actually worth taking a risk. So the title of this episode is simply, is it worth the risk? Okay, I'll say that one more time. Is it worth the risk? Okay. Part of being successful is taking risks, or so we're taught. Risk is everywhere from career moves to financial risks, which are actually both closely related, believe it or not. Learning how to drive. You know, if you're a new driver, if you're a teenager, or if you're not a teenager, you know, you just got your learner's permit and you're learning to drive, you're actually taking a risk. Once you get your license, you're still taking a risk every time you get out on that road. Okay. Or, you know, any other new skill that you're picking up, there is a certain level of risk taking that is associated with it. It's inevitable that we will all have to take a risk at some point in our lives. I believe it's necessary to take a risk, yes, but also to calculate each and every risk and question its importance before taking it. So to start off, before we enter into these three focal points that I like to look at, I'd like to just first define the word risk, okay? So when I looked it up online, I got two definitions. The first definition of risk is a situation involving exposure to danger, okay? And that one I believe is a noun. So it's a situation involving exposure to danger. The second one is a verb, and it simply means expose someone or something valued to danger, harm, or loss, okay? And I'll repeat that one more time. The second definition is expose someone or something valued to danger, harm, or loss. The two common words that I found the one common word that I found in these two definitions is danger. So anytime there is the word risk is involved, always think of danger being involved, whether it might be physical danger, mental danger, emotional danger, financial danger. There's always some sort of danger involved. So keep that in mind the next time you're taking a risk. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump right into the three focal points. The first one is, how does risk affect your career or goals? The second focal point is, how does risk affect your relationships? And the third and final focal point is, how do I know if it's worth the risk? Okay. These points are going to be a little bit different. I know I've said this, I believe, on the last couple of episodes. But this one, I'll more so just be asking questions because I would like for you, the listener, to just do some self-searching, to do some deeper thinking, and, take some things into consideration before taking a risk. Okay. So let's start off with the first focal point. How does risk affect your career goals? Taking a risk can either hold you back or propel you forward. Knowing when to take a risk is very crucial in being successful. So with that being said, I'm going to actually tell you a story, okay? It's going to be a story about a time in which I took a risk. So it was, I believe, the year 2014. This is right before my birthday. And I believe early October 2014, I was presented with two opportunities. Little backstory, I had just began building relationships with an incredible group of people. They were heavily involved in music and media. So, you know, sound, camera, you name it, and music. So that was like really cool to be around them. And they went to music school, so they were graduates of music school, so they had like a lot of knowledge when it came to those type of things. They were also a part of the same faith that I'm a part of, which is Christianity. So I was able to learn a lot from them, and I was grateful, you know, to pretty much be in their company. So they had asked me if, you know, I would have liked to be a part of a conference that they were holding during the month of October. You know, they wanted to bring me on as a musician. And around that time, I'm pretty sure I've said this before if you've been listening to this podcast, but I was actually ready to quit on music. I was sort of just doing it, you know, just because I was pretty much in a love-hate relationship with music at that time. You know, I was this close, as you can imagine me pinching my fingers together, to quitting doing music. So, yeah, they asked if I could be a part of that conference in October. You know, I was excited because I was going to give up, but then that kind of, you know, reignited the little flame that was still inside of me. So I gave them a yes, but it was more of a just pencil me in type of yes, because I didn't really want to confirm it right away just in case something else would have happened. So it was pretty much, yes, I would like to make it. Just pencil me in. If I can't make it, I'll let you know otherwise. Not too long after that, I received another phone call. This just came from out of nowhere. And I was asked again if I can also fill in for a musician who could not make a show that was taking place. And like I said, if you've been listening to this podcast since day one, I think you might have an idea of where this story is going. But for the new listeners, you know, I'll tell you again. So I wasn't really too excited about filling in as a musician, filling in for the musician. For this other opportunity. And honestly, like I had just mentioned, I was ready to give up fully on music. But I remember being at a local church that I was actually filling in for. and a local pastor, he was preaching. And see, I was listening. You know, the musicians get a bad rep for not listening. That's besides the point. But he was giving a word. And to summarize what he was saying, I'm probably not going to be able to quote him word for word. But he was saying that sometimes in order to get to where you want to be in life, you have to go to where you've never been. And that actually stuck with me. That was in my heart for a while. So that came back to mind, like, okay, I've been around, you know, this other group of people. I've done some stuff with them before, and they're great people. You know, I'm semi in contact with them till this day. Obviously, you know, when you get older and you have like a wife and kids, it's kind of hard to always reach out to people, but you know, I might like or comment on something on their social media. Right. you know, but I'd already worked with them once before, but this, you know, different opportunity that presented itself to me, it was completely brand new, and it was a risk that I had to take. So I took that risk. I let the other people know, you know, whom I had already worked with once before. I said, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to make this conference. Something else came up. They understood. They weren't too happy about it, but they understood. And so they just got somebody else to fill in. I took this other opportunity, and, you know, I wasn't sure what the return on investment would have been. But this was actually the beginning of me doing more shows, which eventually led to me doing tours outside of the United States. And, you know, it just pretty much took me across the world. So that's pretty much it for, you know, the first point when asking yourself, how does it affect your career and goals? Thankfully, that worked out for me. So So you have to really do some self-searching and ask yourself, okay, if I take a risk such as this, where's it going to lead me? Is it going to be worth it, or is it not going to be a good return on investment? Okay. Now let's think about the, let's think and talk about the second point, the second focal point, which is, how does risk affect relationships? Okay. Taking a risk in a relationship also has its ups and downs, whether this is a friendship, a business or professional relationship, or ultimately a romantic relationship. We have to carefully consider the risks we are taking. Let's take a look at friendships and romantic relationships, and let's try and tie the two together for this example. So let's assume that two individuals are friends, a man and a woman, a young man and a young woman, a boy and a girl, right? They've known each other for a long period of time. Let's say they've grown to become friends, nothing more. They may even consider one another brother and sister. But then one day, let's say the man, the young man, begins to develop feelings for the woman, for the young woman. Now he's in a space in which he's somewhat conflicted and he has to take a risk. He feels the pressure to take a risk. Does he risk their friendship by pursuing this woman as more than a friend? Or does he never take the risk and never find out if they can be more than friends? How's that going to play out in his life? You know, how's that going to play out in her life? What if they get to a point where they're just like longing and wanting to, you know, become married and start a family, and neither one of them can find the compatible spouse? But surely enough, you know, they're compatible for one another, but they did not take the risk. You know, that's something to consider. Or what if they're just terrible for each other and, you know, it's a good thing that they did not take the risk. Yeah. So take some time out to think about this one and ask yourself what you would do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what I would do. This is something that I would want you to consider. Okay. Now let's think about, you know, relationships in the professional business world, business field, etc. Maybe you have coworkers that you're somewhat close with. Let's say that there's a new job opportunity within the company that's pretty appealing to the both of you, and you find out that your coworker obviously is interested in this position just as you are, but you might be a little bit more qualified for this position. And you can actually beat out your coworker to, you know, get that position. But since you're kind of close with your coworker, you don't really want to risk the bond that the two of you have built for the sake of the position. Or do you? Would you rather pursue this new position that could potentially solve all of your financial needs and risk losing your friend or your acquaintance or your coworker buddy? Or would you do the opposite and not pursue this position to save the relationship that you have with this person? Again, this is something I want you to give some more thought. You know, think about it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, and I'm not going to tell you how I would handle it. Okay. So as I mentioned, you know, these focal points would be a little bit, you know, different than the norm. So that's the end of the second focal point. Here's the third and final focal point, which is, how do I know if it's worth the risk? And I believe this is the most important point of the three focal points. How will you know if it's worth the risk? You'll have to ask yourself a lot of questions to start off. Let's, you know, revisit and take a look at when it was time for me to make the decision that I made to fill in for the musician who could not make the show. Let's also consider a scenario such as this. Let's say you're ready to pursue marriage and a family. And this is a big one because, you know, I was able to do this. So, and it wasn't that long ago. Actually, we'll be celebrating 2 years very soon. I should put an applaud sound there, but I'm not going to. I'm not that corny. let me get back to what I was saying. I digress. So let's say you're ready to pursue marriage and a family. I use this example because it can be very pricey to do this. And the world seems to be adding more and more complications to this, even though it's actually not that complicated and it's a lot easier to pursue. But again, let's say you're ready to pursue marriage and a family, and you find out how much, you know, the wedding's going to cost. You find out how much living expenses will be. You find out how much it will cost to actually sustain the marriage and to raise a family. Okay. Now, let's say you're in an industry that you're not, you know, happy to be in. So let's say, you know, you have your passion, you have your purpose, you have your dream that you know you should be pursuing, but then you're working in an industry to simply pay the bills, right? Let's say you get to the point where you're now at a crossroad, right? You're offered the opportunity to pursue your dream, right? But it comes at the cost of you can't necessarily get married, or you get married, but it's going to take a major toll on your marriage, right? Or you just focus on marriage. Like, you can get married, you start your family, and then there's a possibility that you could pursue your dream later on, even though there's no guarantee. And it solely depends on how hard you're going to work, right? Which would you choose? And how do you know if it's worth the risk? Okay, so for this one, I'll give a little bit of my own insight. How will you know if it's worth the risk? So I believe that dreams and purpose and your passion, that's something that's just going to be with you throughout your life, because it comes from within. It's not something that comes from the outside. It's from within, and you can actually make it work for you. You can make it happen. I would suggest considering the pursuit of marriage and starting a family, only because there is a certain window of time in which it's, you know, best to do this. Now, hear me. God can make anything happen at any time, and it's best to do it on His timing. But you wouldn't want Him to say, hey, this is now my timing, and here's the window. Go ahead and step through it. And then you're still in limbo and you miss that timing. Okay. So I would say I would not risk starting a family for the sake of pursuing a dream or my purpose, only because, again, you can start that family and your purpose and your dream is always going to be within you. And all you have to do is just work it. You know, you have to find creative ways to work around your schedule to do what you know you've been called to do. Okay. Now, if you can pursue your dream before getting married and starting a family, and you can somehow, you know, tie the two together, then that's a major blessing. But I would always say family first, because at the end of the day, you know, when you are old and, you know, you might need some help as you get old. Some of us may need help, some of us may not need help. But once you're old and you need help, it would be very nice to say, okay, my son or daughter will help me, or my husband or wife will, you know, be able to help take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of relying on having to pay for somebody to help, you know, somebody who's just doing it as a job, as opposed to someone who's doing it out of, you know, the kindness and the love that they have for you. Okay. So I would say that is it for the third and final point. I usually don't like to tell people what to do. I like to sort of give you that freedom to think on your own. But sometimes it's necessary to just flat out say, you know, what I believe is a good idea and what I believe is probably not the best idea. And that, my friends, is the third and final point. And that's the end of this episode. Let's do a quick recap. So the first focal point is, how does risk affect your career and your goals? It can either hold you back or propel you forward. How does risk affect your relationships? It has its ups and downs when you're taking a risk in your relationship, whether it's friendship, business, or professional. We have to carefully consider what the risk will be. And the third and final point, how do we know if it's worth the risk? Simply ask yourself questions, compare the pros with the cons, and go with your gut feeling. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope it blessed you and I hope it encouraged you. Hey, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and to share this. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with people you don't even like, share it with that person who keeps bothering you for advice. I got you covered. And lastly, if you'd like to connect with me, just click the link in the description for all of my content. I have some great things in store for you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.